Hello there, my audio mubarians. Wait a minute. That must be backwards Wednesday today. All right. So it is February 25th, 2015. And it is 1 minute past 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm on my way to work. And I just, it's funny, I drop off my daughter and I had to drive back to the house to pick up the Wi-Fi because I wanted to check what the topic for today was on for February. And it would be topic number, where am I at now? Topic number 23 in the February audio challenge. And the topic today is, and let me, I'm going to have to bring up my photographs, because I photographed the screen. Let's see if I can find it here. Here we go. So the topic overall is called bad behavior. And there's a bunch of questions here. Okay, so the first question states, let's see if I can read this. It's probably a bad thing to do in the car. What are behaviors from others that should not be tolerated? Okay, oh my, I'm going to start on a rant here. But let's just take it calmly, shall we? What behaviors should not be tolerated? All right. Disregard for others, I think, would be, you know, inconsideration. Really, those are the first two that come to mind. Or you know, disrespecting other people. Be it for their the color of their skin, their religion, their social makeup, and anything like that. You know, just disrespect in general should not be tolerated. Racism should not be tolerated. I guess that probably answers that first one anyway. What confuses you the most about society these days? Okay, I do have an anecdote. In fact, it was from a conversation I was having yesterday with a manager at work. And we were discussing how many times in companies, it could be in a social group too, or it could be in society in general, but there is a problem. Let's just say that something isn't working, whatever it may be. It could be an aspect of running a municipality, or it could be an aspect of, like I said, in a work environment, some kind of process or procedure that isn't working. Everybody knows it's not working. They go to a meeting to discuss it, and the person up there is discussing how we could improve things and the various facets of the issues at hand. And everybody's nodding their heads and pointing fingers and approving and saying, yeah, that's exactly what happens and this has got to stop. And okay. And then they'll come up with a plan and say, okay, we're going to put this in place and it should alleviate some of these problems. And then they don't do it. Then they don't put it into action. Not the people that are suggesting it, but the people that are actually complaining about it don't do anything to better their condition. I see this also with people at work that don't do anything to forward their own careers. They don't want to take courses. They don't want to improve themselves. They don't want to challenge themselves. They don't want to step out of their comfort zone. And it's funny because recently I saw something that somebody had written or a photograph. I think it was on, Picasa, I think. And the person had posted this thing where it had two bubbles. And one said, your comfort zone. And then a much bigger bubble on the outside that said, where all the magic happens. So you have to step out of that comfort zone. And I think, am I still running here? Let me just see. Sorry for the odd pause here. Okay, we're good. We're good. I've still got 5 minutes. All right. Let me go back to my picture. So, so that's what baffles me is when people will not do something that they know is good for themselves and know that it could be advantageous, but they still won't do it. Another example is stopping smoking or stopping drinking or something. You know, if they know that it's being harmful to them, when they do know, when they've acknowledged it, and they still won't do it. That's what baffles me or confuses me. So what is it about society today that worries you the most? Oh, that's easy. Violence. I think our society today is just permeated with violence, and it is the de rigueur, as they say in French. It is what people are hell-bent on continuing to promote, be it in video games and movies, TV shows, some forms of music promote violence, be it violence against women or just general violence and maiming and killing. And it just, I guess, it makes for good TV and good cinema, I suppose. What is the worst behavior you have ever witnessed? On a personal note, something I've seen with my own eyes. Thankfully, it wasn't, it's not that bad. It's just, a lot of it is just people doing strange things in cars. Cutting people off, going against the rules. I once saw a guy drive on the opposite side of the street for 2 blocks just to get to a street. So he actually shifted over to the other side of the boulevard against traffic, not for, 10 feet or something, because he had to pull into a driveway that was inaccessible. He went a clear 2 blocks. What is that? Maybe a half a kilometer? Driving in the opposite lane. A more clear violation of the road rules I don't think you could find. But thankfully, I've never witnessed anything much worse than that. I mean, I've seen disrespect and things like that, and people saying, words, or not words, but being... I'm sorry, I don't have my words today. Being belligerent, I guess, or disrespectful of other people in social settings and at work as well. But nothing that I would say, my God, that's the absolute most awful behavior I've ever seen. Maybe I don't expect as much from people. Maybe that's why they're not surprising me, I suppose. Anyway, so... And was there one more thing? What is the single worst quality a person can have? Bigotry. Bigotry and ignorance. Oops. Okay, well, it cut me off. Oh, am I still running? Oh, I am still running. Oh, jeez. You gotta be kidding me. Okay. I'm sorry if you heard a whole bunch of, quietness there. It's because I thought my recording had stopped. That's funny. So hopefully it caught that last bit where I said the worst qualities. Bigotry, disrespect, and ignorance. I think ignorance is a big one too. I think people should stop. If people were less ignorant, I think there would be a lot less bigotry and racism and violence on this planet. All right, hopefully... I got everything. I'm going to listen to this before I post it. But if it's okay, then I'll post it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great day.